Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
And like, I ended up in an alleyway with no pants. And like, I just remember I called like 911, which was the Italian
police. On yourself?
And on myself. Yeah, I thought I was dying. And I tried to jump into the river. And then the police were like trying to run after me for like 6 hours. They could. I was like trying to like run from the police because then I
thought they were out. Senor.
Welcome everyone to another episode of You Never Know. I'm Jay Candle. I'm here with my co-host, Adrian.
Hello, hello.
And we have a guest that I'm very excited about, Sam. Sam is arguably the funniest person I've ever seen on the internet.
What?
Stop it.
You're pretty funny. I watched a bunch of your stuff today, and I was dying all by myself.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's like the best way, though.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Sam, maybe introduce yourself. Tell us like where you're at in the world, what you do.
Of course. So, Sam Ramsdell, yes, thank you. I live right now, technically, I'm in Stamford, Connecticut, which is like 45 minutes to an hour outside New York City, you know, depending on the day. And technically, my title, some would say, you know, content creator, creating the content. I do comedy. I do stand up. And I also do have a podcast, too. You know, who doesn't these days? And yeah, that's majority. I do a lot, obviously, on Instagram and TikTok mostly, though. You probably maybe have seen my work.
I have. And like, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you kind of doing TikTok trends and then making fun of them?
Sometimes. I love to make fun of a TikTok trend. I love to make fun of a lot of trends. Yeah, I do have a lot of fun between, you know, making fun of current fashion and what all the, you know, girly, cheeky girls are up to. I obviously do a lot, too, with my boyfriend, James. He's a great prop support system.
All the prop, he's work, funny.
Whatever I'm forcing him to do on that certain day or scaring him when he comes home from his, you know, normal job. He works, you know, like a regular person job, and I'm just playing with cats, pretending to
It definitely seems like, you, in a way, you are forcing him. But it's, he's a willing participant.
He is a willing participant. And it all started was because, like, right, like, he has, like, a normal job. Like, he goes to work. He gets home at, like, 5:36. And he's like, oh, I just can't wait to, like, sit on the couch, watch TV, you know, maybe have a beer. And I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do TikToks. You know, he's like, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot, but.
Good
but
sport.
I do have the largest mouth in the world, so he can shut up.
I'm glad you brought that up first. So yes. Is that like proven?
Oh, it's proven.
You hold the record.
No,
I have that is
fucking
awesome.
Way.
Two records. I'm sorry. I know. I don't know if this is gonna be up as a visual if you can see what's happening, but I am holding 2 Guinness World Records. One is for the largest mouth gape in the world for a female. And the other is for the widest mouth gape. So, I just gave away like the plot. I know we were going to do like a whole thing where I surprise people and been like, surprise, you never know. but that's my, yeah, no, that's my talent.
I just didn't even know the Guinness people over at Guinness World of Records refer to mouths as gapes.
Okay. Well, here, they started it. It was Guinness World Record that started it. Before I got the title, it was just largest gape. And I was like, is there any chance we could be like a little more specific on like which gape we're talking about?
Because like that could be a vagina.
Could be my butthole. Like, who knows? Could be my ear hole. Like,
you
I don't know.
Yeah, you need some clarification.
Need a little, yeah, a little more clarification, right? And so they did. So they changed it to largest mouth gape. If you like read, I'm obviously in the book, of course, you know. And like the description is like, oh, I wish I had it. It's like, look at her, like gargantuan gape and her like carnivorous maw. Like they call it like these crazy words. I'm like, because Guinness is British. So like they have all these British weird words that they use. Apparently they use gape and maw a lot. So
yeah, gargantuan.
Anyway, I'm gonna look it up.
Gargantuan. It's crazy. Gargantuan gape is crazy. That's like a description that people use about me, you know?
So it's, you actually hold the record and you brought this up. So I must say I did like kind of a deep dive and I looked at some stories you had on Instagram, which I believe were your family. And I noticed their gapes are nowhere close to yours.
No, something went awry in the, in the chromosomes.
Is there have you ever looked into like what that might be?
I have. I've talked to many specialists over the years. Funny enough, like if you see both my parents, like both parents have, funny enough, they actually, both my parents like kind of look the same too. Like they look similar. So I don't know what that means, but both my parents have big smiles and like big, like bigger mouth, I would say in general, but none of them can do what I can do, you know? And so I do think, yeah, maybe there was like something that went awry, you know, when the sperm and the egg got together. I don't know. But I talked to the specialist that I've talked to, of course, many dentists, like it's more like the dentists, you know, realm who like have more of an idea of what's going on. And they just think that like I have overgrown muscles like in my jaw and in my mouth. Like, again, I know this is probably hard for people who are listening as a podcast, but like my jaw and my neck.
Wow. Those muscles are crazy.
It's crazy. So like can force, you know, muscles to like pull. I don't, you know, that's what I've seen this from dentists. They're saying like my masseters are just extremely strong. Like
they're just jacked.
They're just jacked. Like my mouth muscles are jacked, which makes it easier to pull and like kind of manipulate.
And if you ever like bite your tongue chewing, you might take that thing off.
Oh, well, I have marks all over my tongue because I chew on my tongue. It's like an anxious thing too. But yeah, you don't want to mess with it.
No. Well, like, you know, okay, on a serious note, does this bother you ever?
I mean, no. I mean, it's not like in like a painful way. Like, it's not like it, you know, again, you know, luckily, thank God, I think because of like, I don't have like PMJ issues. Like, I, you know, there's no pain, physical pain. But, you know, of course, as a kid, you know, yeah. I was seeing pictures of me as a kid, like my face was always like 80% mouth. Just like, yeah, it's like this weird like troll doll walking around. So I, you know, of course got bullied a lot and made fun of as a kid, but you know, now it's, and if I had like even known, you know, when I was a kid that 20 years later I'd be able to capitalize on it and be able to do what I'm doing now, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I just had no idea.
Breeds opportunity. I mean, in kids are like the meanest human beings ever.
So yeah, kids are terrible.
I bet it was rough at times.
Yeah. Especially like middle school. Like middle school years.
Middle school's the worst.
They were the worst.
No matter who you are. It's the most terrible time of a kid's life is middle school years.
Terrible. And like I would never, you know, as a girl too, like even like putting makeup, like I would put concealer and like, you know, try and like cover how big my mouth was. And I'd always like talk small. I never used to wear lipstick. Of course, now I wear lipstick, you know, often. Taking my power. I'm taking my mouth back, you know.
Got to. You got to.
I really love how you just like put it all out there, have like such a sense of humor about it. And yeah, like you said, you like capitalize on this and like, yeah. So for your stand-up, is it like part of your, or all of your bit?
I mean, the jokes write themselves. So it's great.
The jokes write themselves.
But yes, I mean, a good, of course, you know, there's some jokes about it, but you know, a lot of my stand-up too is just also like being a weird kid. Like I always like was weird. I, of course, you know, my podcast is Weird and Proud. Like that's always like a word in my vocabulary I'm using is being weird and proud. And capitalizing on what makes you different in a world of like where everyone wants to look the same and be the same and is doing their makeup the same and looking the same. It's like we should, you know, have a space where we're celebrating what makes us different and unique. And, you know, and just like your story, Jake, where it's like, you know, you were talking about how like you got so scared when it first came out. And that was the same thing when like my Guinness World Records were coming out. There was this part where I was like, oh my God. Like I was crying for like 2 days. I was too, like, I was like, I'm terrified that this is now, you know, going to be my identity. Now everyone's going to know me as the Big Mouth Girl. Like everything I was so scared of my whole life of being. And, you know, for a while I was like, oh, am I regretting like making this, you know, putting this out there? And now, of course, you know, I look back, I'm like, that was like the best thing I could have done. I, you know, not only, of course, I've built an amazing audience, but, you know, I think it's the best part is having people reaching out, being like, thank you for celebrating being different and being, you know, refreshing this place, especially on the internet where, you know, there can be these trends of these girls, you know, who has the skinniest and the prettiest, you know, the perfect body.
They're awful.
Yeah. And celebrating something different. I think, you know, is just inspiring at the end of the day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Yeah, that's something that when you're growing up, you want to fit in. You don't want to be different. And it's not until a little later in life you're like, being different is actually kind of cool. Like,
the best thing. It's boring for sure. Being like everybody else.
And definitely for capitalizing, you know, for sure. Being a little different.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a million places we could take this. I'm going to ask you like a crazy or funny story or whatever you want to share. There'll be a conversation around that. But before we do that, I kind of want to pull up one of my favorite videos of you and ask you about that. And okay. I feel like there's more of a story we can get into on why you did this and how. And then, Justin,
I want to know which one it is. Which one? I watched a bunch today. I was like, these are sweet.
Is it my camel toe panties? Is that the one you're asking about?
Past.
I mean, no, but we.
So you're
we
like, they're already pierced. Yes, they are.
We might have to pull that one up next. But Justin, could we pull that up and maybe stop it halfway through? If we can't, I'll just ask you about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Now you can always, you know, edit it in. And
I'm gonna give him 20 seconds on the clock. I was prepared to do this on my own, even with the bad fingies. But all right,
the bad fingies.
You know how they are.
They're not that bad.
I know
anymore.
The fingies.
They're a little erratic and a little fucked.
But a little bit.
I know. I didn't know, too, that you were like a chef and that you were like cooking and cutting stuff and you like worked in a restaurant and stuff. Sorry, I know it's
was an amazing chef.
Really?
Amazing chef. Yeah,
so cool. Hopefully you can get into that more.
It's great.
So cool. Where are you
Am
now?
I too far away from the way.
Where are you, Adrian? Are you guys in Boston? Both?
I'm on the Cape.
I'm in Boston. Okay. Justin's in New York. And I think we're going to assume that this clip can't be put up. I'm sorry. I was prepared and then went.
Can you fit the whole microphone in your mouth just out of curiosity? Yeah, almost. Yes.
Yeah, I have some questions.
I had to ask.
But that can be towards the end of the interview. We'll see.
Let me see what other items I can fit in my mouth that's close. Yeah.
What do we got?
She's getting it ready.
How many hot dogs can you get in there?
I think I did like 22 once.
No.
Like obviously. Wow.
You tied him.
There's a video online somewhere. Let me look. While he's trying to pull up.
What's the actual measurement of the widest gape?
I can tell you. It is. So widest mouth. So it's 12 centimeters wide. About 5 inches wide.
Wow.
She's good.
For reference.
I never measured my own. I have nothing to compare that to.
No?
I assume it's wide. Yeah.
Well, top bottom, my measurements are 8 centimeters. So it's about 3.9. And that is not teeth. So.
Okay. Yes. That's pretty wide. That's pretty wide, I think. That, almost 6 inches wide. That's wide.
Yeah. She's a wide girl.
So
which video? Come on.
Yeah, what you tell us now?
Yeah. I saw, I believe you titled it like, the biggest gape disturbed the whole country of Italy on America's Got Talent. First of all, you're a great singer, actually. I actually thought originally, I was like, I don't think this is real, but this is really funny. But you actually went to Italy, did America's Got Talent. You started singing great, but then you paused, grabbed a box, and you just like, I don't know if it was a ham and cheese croissant or like what was going on. It seemed extra large. Yeah. And you just devour it. Mm-hmm. And then you keep singing.
And I just kept singing. Yeah.
Just do that.
You did it very well.
First of all, when was this? Second of all, what was the process like and why did you do this?
And why did you do that? why did you do that? So funny enough, so I have like some kind of like crazy lore. That's why when you were asking me about like crazy stories, I'm like, I feel like I have a lot of like weird lore that you'd be like, what? So I grew up, my dad was an opera singer. So I grew up singing like as from a very young age. My dream in life was to be on Broadway. I wanted to be a singer. So I was classically trained my whole life. So I started as a singer. I also like did that pre-COVID, like pre all the TikTok craziness, was writing music and was singing like in a wedding band outside New York City. And so come all the, you know, the blow up on social media, I always like still sing. Like I still sing now, even in my live shows, like in my stand-up shows, I do original songs that I sing during the show. And a lot of people just don't know that I sing. Like, it is like kind of like this hidden talent unless they've been following me forever or again, like know my lore, know about it. And Italy's Got Talent had reached out and they were like, listen, technically I'm part Italian. I've been to Italy many times and I post a lot about Italy. So they're like, you know, I know you're not technically Italian, but like, will you come to the show? But we want to do something with your mouth, but we, you know, want to find a way to like kind of trick them into it.
No way. So, they reached out to you.
Yeah. And by the way, I've also done Romania's Got Talent after that. After that, like I like blew up in like the talent circuit and a lot of them like pick from each other. Like, you know, they kind of like all like trade these performers because, you know, they're like smaller countries, you know? So I've done Romania's Got Talent. So Italy's Got Talent was in 2022. I did Romania's Got Talent in 2023. And then in January, I did Britain's Got Talent. By the way, I wonder where's America? Yeah, that's because America doesn't respect the gape. Okay. I have tried. I out
fuck
there like
that.
Well, right. I said, Howie Mandel can stick my butthole. Okay. I have been on all these other shows and America won't even have me off.
You're so like, anyways. First of all, I have a world record. Second of all, I can sing.
Two. Two world records.
Sorry. Two. Like,
two.
And by the way, I've done like all your counterparts. So,
right.
And I live here. So fuck you.
Right. What do I got to go to Russia's Got Talent next? And like, you know,
should. Yeah, maybe. You should do them all.
They'll get
you. Does every country have a Got Talent?
Pretty much. Like, a lot of them do. Have like their or their
Romania
own,
is
like,
so right random.
So did they so like.
It's like, where did you come?
No, literally, I thought it was like, am I going to be like trafficked? Like, it was one of those things where I was like, probably shouldn't like do this because it was just a random email. They're like, hi, we're from Romania. You know, we'd love to pay you. Basically, like, they're like, we'll pay you $1,000. We'll fly you out here for a week and you'll do the show. And, you know, we'll give you like free hotel and all that. We'll pay for everything. And I'm like, okay.
Definitely get
why not? Like, why wouldn't I want to go to Romania? I mean, I like went by myself, and like the whole time I'm like, this could be like, I didn't check, like I didn't have a manager, like anything, like
it was from a Hotmail.
Like, sure, let's go.
Yahoo.com.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Meet at this location. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah, America's Got Talent 69 at yahoo.com.romania. sign me up.
Sounds great.
Free flight. It's like
free flight. I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was like, I was overcome by the vampire of it all because that's where Transylvania was. So I was like, okay, say less. I will find the Twilight, you know, vampire.
It does not matter if I get kidnapped. It's happening.
Okay, I'll pay to go over there. Like, I don't see vampires.
So were all of the on this talent circuit, did he mix it up or was it like all the local cuisine was some opera?
You mean, from like the performance?
Yeah, those are like opera and whatever the hell they eat in Romania. You shove that in there.
That would be good.
It was like, you know, a lot of the classics, like, because a lot of it, like, you have to think, I have to be able to do it really quick. And like, I don't have time to like really, you know, there's no time to waste in these, you know, when I'm singing at the same time too. So I gotta like shove it in, you know, move on to the next. So a lot of them were trying to be the same. Like, I always do a donut. Like, donuts are classic, easy, one and done, good to go. I always love a cheeseburger. That's like normally a classic thing. Super easy, one and done, like a million times. Like, not my first rodeo. Then normally sandwich. You know, like normally they'll do like a, you know, like in Italy, they have like a little panini or something.
So good.
And then British, then that was like really, Romania didn't try to go too more crazy. But Britain was trying to go crazy. They want me to put like a can of beans in my mouth. They were like, do all this crazy shit. I was like, listen, like, you guys
just
need
the actual can?
Yeah, they want me to fit the whole can and like pour whole the can. Beans over toast. And then they wanted me to put the toast in. I'm like, you guys
that's
are doing
so messy.
Much.
Imagine yeah, doing I, that. It would just
more
go.
Money for this. Okay.
Like, yeah.
The Brits. Oh, so
the
they
Brits
pay-
are always asking too much.
Yeah. They paid you for this. Yeah.
They also, I think it was like $500, but I was like, whatever.
Free trip.
I'd never been to London, so.
London.
It's a good way to travel.
In January, even though it was in January, it was like freezing and like dark at 3 p.m., but I was like, what am I doing? And I got stuck over there for like a week in a snowstorm and it was miserable, but.
Did you?
Story. It's all for the plot.
Exactly. Did you suggest all this food?
I do, because I have a whole list of it, because this question gets asked so many times, and especially when the awards came out. You know, of course, like every press, you know, I was doing a lot of press at the time. They'd be like, what can you fit in your mouth? So I literally be like, here's a list of all of like the items that I'm like safe to put in my mouth and not choke, you know, and die and that are like really easy to get. So and that is normally like the donut, the cheeseburger, the, you know, the sandwich, you know, love a croissant, love a pastry item. Pastry items are great. They're easy, you know. So I have like a list of like items for people, you know, marshmallows. Everyone loves the marshmallows. I want to do the marshmallow challenge. So I have like my whole my whole list. Yeah. My rider, as they would say. In the biz.
Man.
I saw an apple on one of those videos. I saw an apple.
Anyway, I didn't pull up my list. I should share with you the list.
It was a good one.
Apple's a classic. Anyway. Orange, yeah. Fruits, yeah.
That's a...
Wine bottle.
Wine bottle?
She has one next to her. She's got one. There we go. Oh, look at it go.
Classic. So I don't know where that's been. Just cat hair on that.
Cat hair on everything.
Always. Yes.
Damn. So this is...
Yeah, that was a lot. I know. It's a lot of lore.
Crazy. I mean, yeah, what an experience, though. And then in that post, you said you discussed the whole country. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah, of course, like the editing, like I was just cracking up that, of course, like they go and like focus in on like every person that's like, you know, like looks terrified as I like shove the things in. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, and the judges, like the entire time the judges are like if you watch them, they're like, you know, their faces are, they just look like they're completely disturbed and very terrified at what they're watching. Which is amazing. You know, that's the effect I was going for. So
yeah,
I enjoyed their reactions. I watched that video. I definitely enjoyed their reactions. I'm like,
I'm into the next round
right now. And it's so good.
Yeah.
You made it. I mean, do you get the golden buzzer?
Made it on all of the award shows that I've, or the word, like, you know, whatever, the Got Talent. I've made it to the next round on all of them, but then they never bring me back because they're like, well, we can't really have you win, you know, like, because you don't even go to this
country.
You're
not from here. You don't go here.
You don't go here. So we're just going to pretend. Yeah. But I think the judges love it. You know, it's a surprise, really. You know, it's one of those, it's really, it'll get you. It'll get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll get a reaction.
You'll win America's Got Talent. Now you got to bug them.
But they don't want me
on.
They don't. Yeah,
I know.
Too powerful. It's too much power. Yeah.
Well, they're all your videos are so funny in their own way. But maybe you can tell me some of the crazier, funnier things that people don't know about.
I know some of the crazier, funnier things that people don't know about me. Well, I did. You know, I studied abroad. I think I had told you guys. So part of the whole Italy thing and how I got in with Italy was I lived over there for like 6 months when I was in college. I studied abroad over there. And I mean, the amount of things that happened over there too, you know, it's also like my crazy and weird stories. I feel like when it comes to like a normal, you know, like what someone would happen to like a normal person. Like, I feel, you know, like getting drunk, like blacking out. I mean, I did, and this is actually my stand up. I did 8 grams of mushrooms in Italy.
That's a lot.
And I don't know, which, yeah, and for like mushroom people, like normal mushroom people do like 2 or 3 grams. So I
all
did.
At once? All at once? Time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And like I ended up in an alleyway with no pants. And like I just remember I called like 911, which is the Italian.
On yourself?
On myself. Yeah, I thought I was dying. And I tried to jump into the river. And then the police were like trying to run after me for like 6 hours. I was like trying to like run from the police because then I
Signore.
You were probably so good at it too. Hiding from them. Yeah.
I was dodging. Like I forgot that I called the police on myself. And then I was like, oh, they're coming to get me because they know I'm doing drugs. And then they're going to put me away like the girl in Italy. Do you remember? What was her name? Oh, the girl who was like, thought she was like, she maybe had murdered her boyfriend. Oh, my God. What? And she was like in jail.
Oh, my
God. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but that sounds crazy, too.
Amanda Knox. Amanda Knox. That was the name. I'm like, what was her name?
Oh.
Amanda Knox. Like, yeah, that was all I could think of. Like, oh my God, like, I'm going to be the next Amanda Knox. Except I did 8 grams of mushrooms and now, like going to be stuck here. So, kind of a crazy. Like, I feel like a lot of people do mushrooms. I feel like that's like,
well, I mean,
8 grams. Right? That's a lot.
Yeah. Adrian and I are no strangers to hallucinogens and we've definitely done mushrooms. So I don't think I've ever done even 5 grams at once. I've did. Like an eight,
No.
Did you? Were you were obviously out of your mind.
No,
I was very out of my mind. And like, obviously, you know, like when you do like a really, really high dose of mushrooms, like however the most amount you've done, like everything slows down. Like, you know, music slows down, like, you know, time slows down. I seriously, like, I also around that time, like, was when Stranger Things was like coming out. So like, I thought that I was trapped like in the beyond, where like the upside down world, because I swear on my life, like I would look at the clock and I'd be like, okay, like it's 5:50. Like, okay, it's 5:50. And then I feel like I would literally go for like a 7-mile walk, like eat like a full meal, like take a shower, go to the bathroom, and I'd look at the clock and it'd be like 5:50. And I'm like, that time hasn't changed.
Oh,
like, man. I felt like everything was like, I was like, I'm stuck here. Thank God that like I couldn't even go on my phone. Like I was like too, you know, like my phone was scary. Like every time I looked at it, it was like the numbers didn't make sense. Like I was like, nothing on here. I still do that to this day. But like, it was like, you know, I couldn't even like go on and post, you know, the only thing I literally could do was like, just call 911. Was like, call the police, because I thought someone poisoned me too. That was the other thing. I was like, maybe this isn't mushrooms, because like everyone said it was going to be fun. And said I was going to meet my ancestors, but I didn't meet any ancestors. I just met a jail cell.
Not having a good time.
Was this your first time doing that?
No, that wasn't. It's the worst. I had done them before, but I'd always done like 2 or 3 grams. And like, it would have been fun, but like, I wanted to like meet my ancestors. You know, everyone was like, no, really, like you'll have like this life altering experience. Like you'll have all these wisdom. Like I haven't had anything like that. I just like, you know, look at the grass and like 3 hours. But I was like, I really want to like, you know, life altering change. Like I want to meet like Abraham Lincoln. So, and I met him.
Yeah. Not the ancestors, but Abraham Lincoln you got to.
Yeah, specifically Abraham.
I'm sure this like 911 call exists in some database. I wish I could hear it.
I would do anything. Like,
can,
I want
can
to,
you reenact it? Like, do you have a memory of what it sounded like?
No, because I also was trying to speak Italian. So like, it probably wasn't even English or Italian. I was probably talking German, like, to be honest. Romanian. I was probably speaking Romanian. I don't know what I said, but I was pasta, fettuccine, ravioli.
Help me.
Yeah. You know,
help me. Help me. I'm dying.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think like that is the one thing. Like I almost like wonder if there's like an arrest warrant out for me somewhere. Like there's like I'm on in a system somewhere in Florence, Italy that like this girl needs to be watched out for. Don't trust her.
James around at this time?
No. But it's funny, like we had done them again, you know, like recently, and I'm just an idiot. Like I'm like, maybe like if I try now, like with like a fuller stomach, like it'll be okay.
It'll make it better. 8 grams again. Do it again?
Like have a big meal, you know, then I'll, you know, that maybe that was what went wrong the first time. And we tried, you know, I did like 5 grams. And again, like just an idiot. Like I was really losing my mind. Like I would like walk in circles around the whole house. Like I was
sounds about right.
And every like couple minutes, I'd be like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? And he'd be like, yeah, everything's okay. I'm like, okay. And I would just, I'm like, all right, just around the perimeter of my house for maybe like 4 hours. And no ancestors, no Abraham Lincoln. So I don't know. Maybe I need to try again. You guys down?
Go for like six and a half. That might be the sweet spot. Right in the middle there.
I need to do that.
We'll be gone for days.
Oh, boy.
You'll never see me again.
Yeah, no, probably not.
I'll be in the woods.
You'll be living with Abraham Lincoln.
In his log cabin.
Yeah, on the chair. You'll be there on the chair with him in fucking D.C.
Oh, my God. If I do mushrooms again, go looking for me there. If I can't be found, that's where I'll be.
That's where you'll be. D.C.
Classic.
How did you and James meet? How long have you been together?
We have been together for a while. So, very long story short, we met. So, I'm from Maine originally. This is also part of my lore, from a small town in Maine. If you guys been, oh, yeah, you guys are like, you guys know, you guys are from.
We're close to Maine.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, my whole family's still up there. And when I was living up there before I moved down here, me and my mom went to a Tony Robbins Unleash Your Power Within conference. Outside of New York City. Do you guys know who Tony Robbins is?
He's like motivational.
The big guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The italics like a horse.
That sounds terrifying.
Wait, is he like the motivational guy?
Yes, yes. Unleash your power within. You walk across the coals. You do the whole thing.
Wow. You walk across like the coals.
Yes, you're supposed to walk across hot coals to like prove that you've like unleashed your power.
Did you do that?
No, of course not. I didn't. I was the only one who didn't do it. I was like, I'm good. I think I'm all set. I don't think that's going to unleash anything other than like
burns.
Hotness in my feet. I'd be right there with you. I'd be like, fuck that. Not only like would the walker not do well over the coals, these feet have been through too much. I'm just going to, you know.
No one wants to see these dogs out there.
Oh, hell no. Well, actually, the Reddit community back in the day, that's how I started my social thing. I was disgusted by how interested the Reddit people were into my feet. I was getting requests.
Sick.
Like, yeah. Like, I, you know, if all else fails that's in my sketchy. Life, I'm going to start an Only Feet page if
only
that
feet.
Exists.
Yeah. Only fans for feet?
Only fans
it's
for
serious.
Feet.
Serious. It's so weird. I've actually like tried to look in the psychology of that. Apparently there is like a pleasure, like where your brain like in feet, it's like look something with like where how you look at feet is like located. It's like a pleasure area in your brain. I don't know. Maybe I could have honestly been on mushrooms and made that up. But
Sounded good.
It sounds like that makes sense. But yeah, so long story short, so Tony Robbins, so he's the motivational speaker and he does all these huge conferences that are like 4,000, 5,000 people, like these huge conferences. And I went with my mom. My mom asked, you know, wanted me to go with her. And I ended up meeting James, who, and he's from Wisconsin originally. He was living in Wisconsin. He came because it was outside New York City. He only does like them in New York City and L.A., and we met waiting in line to get into the conference. And then we ended up being like rows next, like he was like the row behind me. So we were chatting in line. And then we're like, oh, funny. We're in the same, like we're right next to each other. And it's like a weekend long thing. So you're, you know, seeing each other all day long. It's like from 7 a.m. to like 11 p.m. at night. So you end up like kind of chatting with the people near you. And long story short, we were, you know, chatting the whole time, end up giving each other information. We did long distance for a while. And then it's probably like, time is crazy. It's probably like 9 years ago now that he like officially moved out here. And yeah, so now, ever since then, but it was one of those random weird things that was like, you know, if I had been like 30 seconds later or, you know, if we ever would have met, but very random. And now we both live in Stamford, but yeah, been together for a while.
Tony Robbins bringing you two together. It's awesome.
So random.
That's awesome.
So random. I don't know what Tony Robbins is up to these days.
He walked on the coals.
He did. And you know,
did
for
he
the
burn
longest
his feet?
Time, I told everyone, I was like, yeah, of course I go. I walked on the goal. I was like, hello. And then finally, like 2 years ago, I was like, I have to come out about something else. Never did that. Like, that was what it was like the last night, and it was like 11 p.m. at night. And they're like, all right, we're all going to go walk on the coals and prove like everything we learned this week and that we're greater than our fears. And I was like, yeah, see you out there.
You're like, I'll wait at the end. I'm all set.
I was like, yeah, but yeah, I'll see you guys. You guys go ahead. I'll take it in the rear.
Yeah.
We never went. It's like, that's,
did people get hurt? I feel like that's not something
people
do.
Like, that was the thing too. It's like, you know, they have ambulances waiting by for people who burn their feet. I'm like, I don't need to do that to do it to prove anything. You know, people already know. I'm like, I'm gonna go take my 8 grams of mushrooms and I'll prove to you I can find Abraham Lincoln.
So Sam, do you love mushrooms? Is that like your thing?
I love mushrooms. No, I actually don't even like them that much. Like, I do because but like, it depends on my mood. Like, sometimes, like, I'll like them if I have a good trip, you know.
Is this depends like a weekend thing, a monthly thing, a evening thing?
Like a monthly thing. I like my devil's grass a lot more. I'm a devil's grass girl. I'm a plant medicine, as they say. It comes from the earth, so it must Beautiful be good thing. For you. Yeah. Yeah, I do love. I love it. It's medical. I have my medical card. It's for my brain. It's for my mind. Are you allowed to do those things, Jake? Do you?
I mean, I'm a one-off. I don't know what I'm allowed to do, but I know they know nothing about my condition, so I assume I'm allowed to do whatever I want. I'm in the same boat as everyone else, apparently.
Okay, so like, it's not like, yeah, like you're. I mean, not that you'd want to go do something crazy, but like, have you smoked weed? Like, are you allowed? Like, have you tried it?
I've done.
Are you allowed to?
Yeah. I mean, a while ago, a doctor for like pain was like, you should try the CBD THC gummies for pain, which I did. And just like everything else, all the heavy pain things and even Tylenol, I don't do any of that shit because it doesn't even touch my pain. So I've definitely taken gummies and
for the pain, it's not anything. What about did you say you have done mushrooms too, like recently?
Not She's so super excited. Recently.
Let's
You're so excited.
No, Adrian and I used to do a lot of hallucinogens. There was a period where we would. Have you ever done acid?
Far too often.
Like, we like acid a lot.
I have done LSD and I've done DMT. That was a wild. Have you done DMT?
I did it once.
I have not.
I did it once. And yeah. It was, I sure, yeah, wild. Did you like it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
no,
I would.
No, not at all.
I don't think I would ever do it again, even if... Like this crazy shit that happened to me.
One and done on that.
I mean, it was just a lot. Now I know some people who are like they love. Now there are like DMT vape pens. Apparently, did you know this?
There are.
And people like
that's freaky.
Yeah.
You can vape anything these days, which is crazy. They have vapes for everything.
I just wonder what is really in it. Like, is it DMT or is it something else?
Yeah. Right. Some synthetic DMT like substance.
That's what makes me nervous with the vapes. Yeah, how they're really getting that in there.
I mean, that's the most like dangerous part about drugs. You just like, if it was actually what it was, you know, aside from addiction and it ruining your life, you're probably gonna be okay, but not like
no big deal. No big deal about that shit. But if it were pure, you'd be good.
You'd be good. That's why I like the mushrooms in the week, because I can see it. And I'm like, this looks like a mushroom. Yeah. This looks like a plant, you know? That's why I really, and especially now, you know, I'm 35. I'm like, I can't, you know, be doing anything crazy. But I do, you know, I love my gummies. I love a little mushroom. I'm like, 1 little gram chocolate on a weeknight, you know.
It's not a weeknight on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. I don't know. Now I'm like, now I got the itch. Like, now I'm like, oh, what are we doing today? And maybe I get some chicken.
Yeah. Going out tonight, Sam?
Yeah. Go to find Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, let us know if you find
you
him, please.
Watch see you guys. Yeah.
We'll meet you there.
We'll see you there, yeah. Washington. Yeah,
I would love to. You said, where in Connecticut are you? Like 45 minutes out of the city?
Yeah, so I live in Stamford, Connecticut. So like, right. You know, the square, like the most southwest point of Connecticut. But I'm up in Maine all the time. I just was up there for 4th of July. I went to UNH. So like a lot of my friends from Boston, my besties are from Waltham. So I'm a New England girl. I'm always beep, bop, bopping around. See, I love Boston. Boston's one of my
classic New England girl. I love it.
I hope that, you know, one time in the future, I get to go out and party with the Gape.
Party in Boston with the Gape.
Yeah, or Sanford or Portland or
wherever. I know you're always traveling. Where are you off to next?
Colorado Friday morning. I'm going to Red Rocks. You ever been there?
I have. That's where I did TNT.
No shit.
Think of me when you're there.
Most people do DMT on a couch because you don't need Red Rocks. You're going to outer space.
My friend was like, we need to be outside. We need to be in nature. And there's like a park right near Red Rocks. So that's funny that you said that. Literally, that's where I did TNT.
What is your friend from Colorado? That hence why we got to be in nature.
Exactly. Honestly, we should one time when either I'll let you know, when I'm in Boston or something, we should do a meetup.
Definitely should. I want to ask you one other question before I kick it over to you to ask me whatever you might want to ask me since you answered all mine. But if there was like, what is your best party trick? When you're comfortable, like with your crew or family or whatever, like what is it?
I'm always like, who can find the biggest thing to put in my mouth? I don't know. I always think I'm randomly
like hide and seek
my mouth. Here, give me that thing. I'll finish it in one bite, you know, just for the kids love it. The kids, you know, if there's kids at a party, they love when I do that and they go crazy. Obviously, like a singing, you know, like sometimes I was like, do some opera. They're like, what? That's a fun party trick. Yeah, that's probably
like a major skill.
The top one.
Opera.
Right? I wish I could queef on demand. One day I'm working on being able to queef on demand. And I could just rip that out, that would really.
You think that would just be like the cherry on top?
I mean, that could take you on a global tour of stand-up.
Maybe that's what they need for America's Got Talent.
Oh, man. Maybe.
Then they'll look for sure.
I'm unsure how that would play, honestly. If I'm being honest, I'm like, that could actually get you somewhere or not. Like, I don't know.
Or I could queef while I put the donut in my mouth at the same time.
Multitask?
Listen.
I don't know. Adrian, what do you think about that idea?
I think it could get some traction with the right people.
Simon would go crazy. I just know
probably.
It.
Probably. He would.
I do wonder what Simon would say. Was he over there in the UK when you were?
Well, he did. Well, funny enough, I got to meet him at Britain's Got Talent, and he loved the Gape. He said, I want to see that mouth again. And I said, you damn right you do, Simon.
Then maybe he'd be all for it.
I think he would. I think he would. Find his DFs.
Okay, I lied. I got another question.
Sure.
You know, with the biggest Gape actually in the world, which you hold the title, tell me a little bit about, you know, prior to James or even with James, like the good or bad kissing experience with a Gape your size. Like, did you scare anyone away?
Okay, I have to tell. I feel like this is a place that I can tell this joke. Okay, because of course, you know, I wasn't sure where you were gonna go with that. I was like, I wasn't sure if you're gonna be like, how are the blowjobs? Like, where are we at?
That was on my notes, by the way. But
my notepad.
Yeah.
So this is of course a joke that again it kind of writes itself. But I always say like, you know, of course people ask like, you know, wow, James, you know, we know why James sticks around. You know, he gets the blowies. And I like, well, actually, like, you would be really surprised. Actually, James doesn't even like when I give him blowjobs, because apparently my mouth makes his dick look small, because it's just like banging a bucket of warm water. It's just like, is it in? You know, like, it's like a black hole. There's no
He feels nothing.
He feels nothing. It's like a bucket of warm water. I'm telling you, it's like he puts it in. He's like, what? Where's the action?
Poor James is like, I'm all set. I'm all set on that. Can we do this freaky thing instead?
Yeah, with my toes. Wait till you can see what I do with my talk about feet stuff. But no,
that can go on America's Got Talent.
You know, right, for sure. I feel like, you know, because again, I, you know, like I can keep it under control. Like I'm not going to be like, you know, I don't know if you watch Love Island, but like they make fun of Love Island people that when they kiss are like, you know, but like I keep it PJ. I keep it puckered.
Puckered.
Together.
Just like my butthole.
I love your humor. I love your humor.
It's so funny.
And you're like, you were like, I think I might be too much. I'm like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sit down and watch this.
Comes out of my...
Noted. Don't hold back. Just let it rip.
Hold them.
Until my next guest who like ends the fucking call, who's like, okay, he's out of his mind.
No, you don't need that. You don't need that energy.
Yeah, don't need that. All right. Well, thank you so much for answering everything. I wanna let you ask me, because I know you've, you know, heard about my story. So, like, if you got anything for me.
Yeah, I have one question. I have one question for you, and you can obviously edit this out. Where's that dumb ex-wife of yours?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Where's the sperm? Where's the sperm? Where's that stupid? What does she do? Like, I need a picture. I need to see what this woman looks like. I need answers.
What is her name?
I've been trying to find on Reddit. I couldn't find her Facebook. I've been looking. I'm sure everyone's trying to find her.
Okay, it's out there. I'll send you a post. And I didn't put it out there. I'm respectful individual, but her, when she tried to sue Blink, her lawyer, who had, I don't think it was a very good lawyer, made a post saying, I'm representing Ellen Trapp against Jay Candle and Blink, you know, so her own lawyer put her name up, and I screenshotted it and posted it. Yeah, so I didn't do that. Where is she? Great question.
You don't know.
Definitively know the answer to that. I am looking over my shoulder every now and again. I'm like, oh, she might be there.
Yes, we need Mary Kay and Ashley on the case. Like, where do we go? Get the investigators that we need to prosecute this woman. Like, I'm actually stressed. Like, do you have a bodyguard? Like, do you need security? Do you want me to?
He should.
Yeah, I should hire it. You. Like,
yes.
You can just
tape security.
Mike Tyson it, just chomp anyone's ear off that gets close to me. Correct. And then what was your other question? Where's she at? And then what's her name? What was your other question? No, but I'm like, again, Ellen, if you're listening to this, which I think you probably are because you're monitoring everything, I'm ready to talk. I said it at the end of Blink, in or out of the courtroom. And like, if she wants to come on, tell her side. Been trying to do that this whole time, but she is obviously doesn't want to. She's told so many lies, I think, that it's too hard to keep straight at this point. And
yeah, I don't know how you keep them all straight.
I've obviously documented pretty well. So I have like,
yeah,
you know, she could say something. And, well, on this date, you know, there's medical records saying so-and-so. Oh, you asked me where is the sperm? So.
The sperm. Where's the sperm?
Yeah. So I never got a good answer of how much sperm was frozen.
Right.
And when it called them, they were like, you know, my lawyer was like, call them. We got to get this back in the divorce. And they were like, it's not yours. I'm like, but it is. And they're like, no, it isn't. I'm like, it actually came from me. It's mine. She's like, well,
right.
She had the paperwork. So crazy. She paid for it. So anyway, got a court order to have it destroyed. But I was trying to be like, was any like taken out of storage prior
used.
To
it and used, right.
being destroyed? How much was it? I never got an answer on that. They, and you know, reached out to them for comment, and they, so you know, fuck you, Boston Cryogenics and New England Cryogenics. What happened to my shit?
Well,
how many kids do I got out there, you know?
Seriously, that is freaky. That's crazy. That was crazy. That's crazy shit. I mean, it's all crazy, but like,
it's insane.
That's wild. So what, like, and also like I saw too, like you're like walking now. You're basically just like out on your own. You're live by yourself.
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't say I'm just like nonchalant walking around like it's no big deal, but I am at the point where like I'm using a walker to go around, scooter for long distance. But in PT, actually, this month, today, I walked the furthest I've ever gone with no device, 300 feet, actually. Like,
I thought
two
I
in
saw
the afternoon.
That. I was like,
oh, yeah. So, what? Sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Now I gotta go watch.
You gotta. It's on the beach. You were on the beach too, right?
I was on the beach, so it's starting to. It's starting
I'm an avid follower.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
No, your story is so crazy, so amazing, so inspiring. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm sure if people are listening to this, they've already watched and heard listened. But just, I'm sure you already know this, but how inspiring your story is and how you are for. No, even me, like I was like, I haven't even done this, but, like I'm inspired, like I don't know if I ever end up like this, like please, you know, pray to God I don't, but like so inspiring, seriously. Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you, and thank you for coming on You Never Know. And how can people like find you before we
so on the dark web you can find Gate
dirty tricks.
Doing gaping stuff together. Sam Ramsdell, you can find me on, you know, of course, on Instagram and TikTok, Sam Ramsdell 5. Or you can, if you look up Big Gape Girly, you'll find me. You'll find my work. Me and my boyfriend do a podcast, Weird and Proud, too. It gets weird over there. If you like weird stuff, you come to the right place.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And normally we send these off with me just thinking of a random thought, but my random thought was having a unique sign-off for this. Would you close us out with some opera?
Yes.
No. I'm trying to think of a good one that's not like everyone knows. Por amor. I didn't do my vocal warm-ups, you know, it's it, but
it was impressive. I mean, that was perfect.
You can find, you know, all the videos of me singing too on my Instagram. So if you want to see the real skill and technique of my singing, you can find those videos on my Instagram.
I love how you preface that with disturbing.
Yeah.
Disturbing. always disturbing people, whether they like it or not.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Adrian. Final thoughts or remarks?
I just have one question.
Sure.
Just one. What is the biggest thing you've ever fit in your mouth?
James Duke.
Well, you know what I don't think of? I don't know. Like probably your dad, I think. No.
There you go.
Unfortunately, Mark might listen to this episode.
Uh-oh, Mark, I'm
sorry.
Sorry, Mark.
No, it'll be great. They're prepared.
Probably a wine bottle. That's always, you know, that's pretty wide. People love okay. it. Crowd favorite. Crowd fave. Big
but
wine
not
bottle.
Like, not all the way.
No. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Giggity.
The bigger one, though. The bigger one.
The big one. The big side. The big side, of course. Of course. Not an amateur.
All right. I messed up because the outro is going to be your opera, but like, you know, we talked more, but I think we're going to end it here. You can play.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, messed it up again.
It's all good. You never know. Well,
all right, I'm going to Washington to find Graham.
We'll meet you there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.